Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the sometimes messy world of love and relationships. Today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for our mental health. Because let's be real, life can get pretty hectic, right? Stress, anxiety, pressure, it's all around us. But you know what? We deserve to feel safe and secure in our own minds, even when the world feels chaotic. Think about it. A safe space isn't just about physical comfort, like a cozy blanket and a good cup of tea, although those are definitely helpful. It's about having an inner environment where you can be your authentic self without judgment or fear. Where you can process your emotions, work through challenges, and simply breathe without feeling overwhelmed. Ever feel like you're putting on a mask for the world, hiding your true feelings because you're afraid of what people might think? Or maybe you find yourself shutting down when things get tough, pushing away the support you need because you don't want to burn anyone. Those are signs that our inner safe space might be a little, well, wobbly. But here's the good news. We can totally build it back up. And trust me, it's worth every effort. Because when we create a secure foundation within ourselves, everything else starts to fall into place. We become more resilient, more confident, and more capable of navigating life's ups and downs with grace. So how do we start building this inner haven? Let's break it down. First, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Nobody's perfect, and it's okay to make mistakes. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that you are worthy of love and support even when you stumble. Second, set boundaries. You have the right to protect your energy and emotional well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier. Imagine a beautiful garden. It needs strong fences to keep out pests and unwanted visitors. Your boundaries are those fences, protecting your inner sanctuary. Third, prioritize self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book to spending time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it as refueling your inner tank so you have the energy to show up fully for yourself and others. Fourth, cultivate mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting caught up in them. Mindfulness helps us become more aware of our internal landscape and learn to manage stress more effectively. It's like having a quiet observer within you, noticing the ebb and flow of life without getting swept away by it all. And finally, reach out for support when you need it. You don't have to go through everything alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, seek professional guidance from a therapist, or join a support group. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to be vulnerable and let others in, but the rewards are immense. Okay, picture this. You're having a tough day. Maybe you got stuck in traffic, spilled coffee all over yourself, and your computer decided to take a break just as you were finishing that important report. You feel stressed, overwhelmed, and like everything is going wrong. But then you remember you've built your safe space. You can breathe deeply, remind yourself that this is just a temporary setback, and that you have the strength to get through it. Maybe you take a few minutes to meditate, put on some calming music, or call a friend for a quick pep talk. See? Your safe space isn't just an abstract concept, it's a toolkit filled with strategies that help you weather any storm. So remember, creating a safe space for your mental health is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. It requires consistent effort and self-awareness, but the benefits are immeasurable. You deserve to feel secure, supported, and empowered in your own mind, ready to create that oasis of calm within yourself. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. You never know, your words might just help them build their own safe haven. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.